See you again with the Coach to Coach podcast. This is time Coach to Coach in the second episode of the Futsal Corner series. Talk about last season, number 2 top scoring King gaining its momentum back in week 5, and the return of the King of Indonesian Futsal League, which won a trophy for 3 consecutive years, perched at rank 2 in week 5. Let's listen together. The first was Evan Soumilena, a Papua player born on November 19, 1996. The pivot of Black Steel Jayapura club was back to your best performance after the previous 4 weeks of not having a chance to score more goals. In week 5, Evanovic and his name has again found his currency as a tough goal scoring. Seeing absent in the 2022 IFC Cup national team due to injury, Evan has not been able to bring back Black Steel to the top of the standing this season. Even Black Steel could only collect 7 points from 5 matches, twice win, one time draw and 2 loss, and is ranked 6. Black Steel has just scored 17 goals and conceded 12 goals. A hard total as one of the top board clubs of the running two season in 2022. This achievement is very different compared to last season, where Black Steel dominated the standards at the beginning of the season until the coup by Bintang Timur Surabaya at the end of the 2022 season. Black Steel Papua defeat was against Pendeka United with a score of 1-5, and went against Bintang Timur Surabaya with a score of 4-6. Evan himself did not even score a goal. Before his club against Bintang Timur Surabaya, he just scored no more than 1 goal. 1 goal against Reddit FC newcomer club when win 5-0. 1 goal when holding a deal draw to 2-2. 1 goal in win over Unggul FC, which also newcomer club, 3-1 in week 5. Evan found his momentum when scoring 4 quadric win over Pelindo Mutiara FC 6-4, that 4 goals broke himself back to the top of the temporary top score with 7 goals, with Muhammad Farhan Fadi from Malus FC Jakarta. Evan's achievement seems to begin in week 5. Evan himself was scored of 24 goals last season. He is a diverse Indonesian local player, only loss difference of 2 goals from their partner, Diego Rodrigo from Brazil, who scored 26 goals. In week 6, Black Steel, there is no much schedule. New in week 7, Evan Soumilena will be performing. Will it be possible in week 7, which will be held in Pontianak? Will Evan add to the collection of the goals? We shall wait. The another king back to the top board is Vamos, one of the club that successfully won the Pro Indonesian Futsal Cup 3 times in the 3 consecutive years in 2007, 2018 and 2019. Vamos, who merged this season with Wafage, club from South Kalimantan, is back to find himself. In the 2022 season, Vamos was struggled until finally successful save from degradation and was ranked 7 with 23 points from 6 wins, 5 draw and 11 lose, and only able to score 60 goals and contain 81 goals. Since almost half of its player leave, Vamos experienced difficulty in both financial and play resources, relying on some faithful players and local players without foreign player. Vamos is really almost bad. Lucky, in the remaining matches of the last second round of the 2022 season, Famos achieved positive result and as a result in the Indonesian Proposal League. Entering the 2023 season, Famos updated and made a change. One of the mergers with the Fafa Gay team from South Kalimantan and recruited two foreign players. Ali Abidin, the Famos star when reaching a trophy for the three consecutive years, was called back. Player from Iran then sought work with Vega Neto, futsal player from Paraguay who last season played at Pendekar United. Since the arrival of this foreign player, Famos' performance improved and until the fifth with is second below Bintang Timur Surabaya with 13 points, 6 points off from first rank, 6 wins, 1 draw and 2 lose, make a Famos one of the club to be counted and has the chance to win a Champions Trophy. In week 6, which will be held in Jakarta, Famos will be faced by newcoming club Unggul FC Malang and underboard club Giga FC Lampung. Is the famous Fevage able to achieve the full 6 points? We are waiting for the answer. Thank you for the listen, Coach to Coach Futsal Corner. Bye.